some houses right on the edge of the roof have these things that carry off rainwater.
That's a gutter.
The gutter.
G-U-T-T-E-R. They're made out of sheet metal.
Are they usually suspended or built in?
They're built from the roof. They have a little piece like this, like a hand. And it's attached to the roof, and it holds the gutter up. And it goes from the roof on the inside to the outside of the gutter. You know, the gutter will be shaped like this.
Yes, ma'am.
And this will start here, underneath, though, and go underneath and clamp here.
Yes, ma'am.
That will hold the gutter up.
Right. I see. You know, some houses have different slopes of the roof where the two different slopes come together, maybe something like that. Have you ever heard that place called?
Valley.
That's the valley. That would be different from a gutter.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I see. You know, some people out back of the house might have a little building where they might store firewood or tools, something like that. Do you have any idea what people would call a building like that?
Yes, Annie, come here a minute. what would you call the place that you had in the yard on Uni where you kept your broom and things you wanted to get out of the house? What did we call those? It's not a storeroom.
Storeroom, that way.
Huh? Storeroom?
It's the overgrown thing.
Well, the storeroom, of course, is to put anything in that you want to keep.
Yes, ma'am.
And you keep it under lock and key. Well, what are these panels on the outside of the house called? You know, the lumber panel, the outside that goes on. I know it just as well.
Do people ever call those little buildings outside sheds?
That's it.
That was a shed.
We both miss that, ain't we?
I see. In the days before you had indoor plumbing, what about toilet facilities?
Out in the yard.
What was it called?
Well, they had all different names. Closets, didn't they, ain't
it?
Privies, P-R-I-B-Y. And didn't they have another name?
All I have no outside toilet. That's all I have
toilet. Did they ever call the outhouse?
Outhouse.
You said that you had visited a farm before. Do you remember what sort of buildings people had on farms around here?
They had a place for the chickens to roost, didn't they, Annie? Most farms had a chicken roost. That was not always covered, was it? Covered.
Yeah, it was covered.
It was a regular hen house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the chickens laid their eggs.
Yeah.
Right?
Was there ever any great big building where they might?
Yes, it might be a barn. B-A-R-N. And they stored their oats and hay and everything for the cattle. Corn for the chickens.
Yes, ma'am.
And sometimes they had a place for the cattle to go in there, didn't they?
Shed.
Had the barn so fixed that they put the hay and things in the loft, didn't they?
Yeah.
Now that's where they had a loft.
Right. That's good. Yeah, you said you called the attic the loft also. I see. Was there ever a separate building where you might store your corn on a farm?
Some people had a bin, didn't they, what they call a corn bin? But that was put near the front, wasn't it? And with a trough in it. And didn't they put the corn in there sometimes and let the cattle eat from the outside?
I imagine they did.